Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Syria's government says it has halted sectarian clashes in the southern city of Sweida by deploying troops to enforce a fragile ceasefire. A week of violence between members of the Bedouin and Druze communities has reportedly left more than 900 people dead. Earlier, John Donison sent this report from Damascus.
This morning, in and around Sweida, it didn't feel much like a ceasefire. Bedouin tribesmen in running gun battles with fighters from the minority Druze community, which have left hundreds of people dead. The Syrian army has now set up checkpoints around Sweida to try to restore calm. It came after President Ahmed al-Sharaa announced the new ceasefire. He's previously been accused, though, of siding with the Bedouin tribes.
Officials and medics in Gaza say Israeli gunfire and airstrikes have killed at least 86 Palestinians on Saturday. They include 36 reported to have been shot while on their way to an aid site. Israel said it fired warning shots at what it called suspects, but a man in the group that was hit said there were no warnings before tanks started firing. At least 34 people have been killed after a tourist boat capsized off the coast of Vietnam during bad weather. Saturday's incident took place in Halong Bay, a popular tourist destination in the north. Dang Thuy Linh is among 11 survivors, but fears for her missing family.
My husband, my children and my friends and their family are still missing. I hope they're all rescued soon. Don't leave anyone in the boat. The air is running thin and time is running out.
Ella Bicknell has the latest.
Because of the torrential rain, because of the bad weather, it's a real struggle for the search and rescue operation, who are dealing with some very bad conditions. It's believed half of the passengers on this vessel were children, and such a popular tourist destination, particularly with families, many visiting from the capital, Hanoi. Millions visit Halong Bay every single year. And because it's the site of such an awful tragedy, many Vietnamese people will be rocked by this.
Floods and landslides triggered by days of torrential rain in South Korea have left at least 9 people dead. Nearly 10,000 have been evacuated from their homes, with 4,000 staying in temporary shelters. Police in Los Angeles say an incident that saw a car driven into a crowd of people outside an East Hollywood nightclub early on Saturday appears to have been an intentional act. 30 people were injured, with 7 in a critical condition. Officers say the suspect is believed to have made a U-turn and slammed into the crowd. He was dragged from the vehicle, then beaten by bystanders and shot. He's now in police custody. This is the World News from the BBC. The coach of the women's football team at a Taiwanese university has apologised for coercing students to donate blood for what was described as a research project. Here's Jay Sung Lee.
The scandal came to light last November when a lawmaker, Chen Peiyu, alleged that for years, the women's football coach at the National Taiwan Normal University had been forcing team members to donate blood. The trainer, Zhao Taiying, had apparently blackmailed them, saying if they didn't comply, they would lose crucial academic credits. It's a total mystery why Ms. Zhou, now nicknamed the Vampire Coach, forced young women into such an intrusive, potentially life-threatening situation. At a news conference, she has now apologized, but an investigation into her extraordinary behavior is underway.
Liberia has launched a national awareness and consultation campaign over the creation of a war crimes tribunal, which victims have long been calling for. It's expected to be set up in 2027. Around 250,000 people were killed in two civil wars in the West African country between 1989 and 2003. More than 100 people have been arrested at protests across Britain for supporting a pro-Palestinian group banned by the government earlier this month. A number of demonstrations opposing the ban took place, including in London, Edinburgh and Manchester. All of those arrested were held under terrorism laws. The Ukrainian boxer Oleksandr Usyk has once again become the heavyweight champion of the world after beating Britain's Daniel Dubois. Usyk regained the title with a fifth-round knockout at London's Wembley Stadium. He spoke after his win.
I want to say thank you, Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you, my team and your Wembley. Thank you so much.
BBC News.